This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Taliban fighters are patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday as the capital's international airport is frenetic with thousands of Afghans looking for a way out. The Taliban captured provincial capitals and swept through most of the country in a little more than a week. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor is blaming the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan on the nation's own military. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Jake Sullivan says while the U.S. invested billions of dollars in equipping and training the Afghans, it could not give them the will, and they ultimately decided they would not fight for Kabul. On ABC and NBC this morning, Sullivan says the president stands by his decision to pull out U.S. troops, but Republicans are blasting the commander-in-chief, though most have not pushed him to keep forces there. It's unclear if the president will speak publicly about Afghanistan. He remains at Camp David, but is expected to return to the White House if he decides to deliver an address. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations urged the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives in a statement from the Secretary General on Sunday night. The Secretary General is to address the Security Council at an open meeting on Afghanistan Monday morning. The death toll in Haiti from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake is soaring. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,297 and 5,700 people injured. Thousands more are displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. We continue to follow this story on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. The Delta strain of the coronavirus is driving up the COVID caseload in the U.S. 700% from the beginning of July. That's approximately 129,000 new infections a day. That information coming from Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, speaking to the television show Fox News Sunday. Collins said the caseload could jump as many as 200,000 a day, rivaling the worst days of the COVID outbreak in January and February. Collins also said that people who have not yet been vaccinated are, quote, sitting ducks, and urged them to get the COVID vaccine as the highly contagious Delta variant sweeps across the country. Australia has procured 1 million Pfizer vaccine doses from Poland. More than half of the vaccines are slated for 20 to 39-year-olds in New South Wales in 12 local government areas that have had COVID outbreaks. The rest of the vaccines will be distributed on a per capita basis to other states and territories, according to the government. Zambian President Edgar Lungu conceded defeat on Monday. His concession came after a landslide election win by opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema. Hichilema will face the challenge of reviving the economy in turmoil. The election marked the country's third peaceful handover of power to an opposition party. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin tendered his resignation to the king Monday, becoming the shortest ruling leader after conceding that he lost majority support to govern. Mahiuddin's departure comes less than 18 months after taking office and will plunge the country into a fresh crisis amid a worsening pandemic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday called an early election for September 20th, saying he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approved of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. At a COVID-19 vaccination site in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, tempers flared among those waiting for scarce AstraZeneca jabs, with some accusing others of trying to jump the queue. Nurses intervened, telling them the accused had been waiting since the previous day and averting violence in what has become a tense atmosphere as Ugandans jostle for vaccinations. In the aftermath of a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans are seeking a first dose of the vaccine, with hundreds of thousands who have waited months for a second dose. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.